News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Yes, indeed. That is us. It's just spreading conservative discourse across the northern part of our state. That's what we do. All right. And by the way, I gotta say, Chad from Huntsville just tweeted out about my Fauci impersonation. He says, the rasp in your voice, I guess he means, with the rasp was 10 out of 10, but you had a little British in that Fauci impersonation. So I told him, I said, it was off the cuff, man. But anyway, thank you, Chad. Appreciate you listening in. All right, listen, number two on the Triple Dipper. I mean, good Lord, it's almost 4 o'clock and we're just now hitting number two. That's a sign of a good show. But it is hump day and a lot's going on in political world. So right now, there's a, what I'm calling this number two of the Triple Dipper is the debate on debates. It's amazing to me. I mean, I went to any number of candidate forums, you know, when I was running for state Senate. You know, there were times when you get there and find out your candidate, your opponent didn't show up, which is always great because then you have the room to yourself. There's other times, though, when the candidate would, and sometimes the forum was skewed for him. And, you know, it was really ridiculous at times. But you go, you know, you can't not go. But we got some that don't go. And right now, story on 1819 News today, my friends at 1819 were some of the sponsors for a Republican gubernatorial candidate forum last night in Huntsville. Apparently had a sold-out house, well over 100 people there. All the tickets were sold. Everybody except for, yes, you guessed it, Governor Ivey was there. I mean, I'm looking at a picture on the stage, Tim James, Lindy Blanchard, Lou Burdett, Dean Odell, I believe, is that Dean Young? I think that's Dean Young. I can't see who's wearing like the Technicolor dream coat, but that's an interesting outfit to wear to a, I want to see who that is. Anyway, Ray Melick, and I should have called Ray and asked him to call in today. Maybe I'll get him tomorrow. But Ray Melick, who is the chief editor, wrote an opinion piece that came out today. Here's the title of it. For Ivy to be the voice of the people, she needs to show up and be heard. Well, good luck with that. Because right now, she is like, she has a legacy of non-debate. She does not go put herself in a position where she can be seen on stage trying to hold her own with her opponents. She's content to run commercials and just be out there doing her thing. Well, they did have that Republican debate last night, Tuesday night. Candidates went head-to-head. It was sold out, like I said, and we've got what amounts to what Dean Odell called an American tradition right here in our state politics. Six Republican candidates up there on the stage, and when asked if she believes that debates sway potential voters, Lindy Blanchard said, I do. Getting in front of people is critical, very important, shows the type of person you are. Lou Burdett, with regards to Kay Ivey not showing up, says, not debating in 2018 and then not debating again in 2022 is very disrespectful to Alabamians. Yeah, I agree. And they debated things like, you know, COVID mandates and the failing education system in Alabama. But, of course, the governor wasn't there, and those things have happened on her watch. Well, debates, they're hard to nail down. I said earlier in the show it's like nailing Jell-O to a wall. But, folks, listen, I've got stories here that I'll get into as we develop this topic. Things like, you know, in Pennsylvania, all of the U.S. Senate candidates were on stage in the last 2 days. Debating each other, the top in their field. How about over in Georgia, where Kemp and Perdue were both on stage having a gubernatorial debate as the top two candidates? I mean, literally, you're seeing in other places that they're willing to get on stage, but right now, getting our U.S. Senate candidates in one room has been a challenge. And on top of that, you've got the fact that getting Governor Ivey to ever show up where her opponents are is just like chasing a unicorn. And I'm going to say, if you are strong enough to run the state or strong enough to run for U.S. Senate and be one of only 100 people like you in the world, you've got to have the chutzpah to get up on stage and be the man or woman who can own the job. Now, my opinion, I personally believe that Kay Ivey would probably do horrible in a debate right now. I question her stamina. I question her ability to seize and control the microphone if someone interrupts her. Mike Durant, though, I actually don't have that fear. I think Mike Durant would get up there and give as well as anybody else can. He would give and take. So I'm not sure why he's avoiding it, except that he's ahead in the polls and he doesn't want them using sound bites of the debate against him in a last-minute ad. Well, we're going to talk to John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, here in just a minute. He's about to call in. When we get him on the line, we're going to say, hey, John, what's going on? Are we going to have a debate or not? Because the Republican Party is doing all it can, even on a national level. The National Republican Party is taking issue with the way debates have been held and seeking to hold presidential candidates to a promise that they will debate. Huh, that's interesting. All right, folks, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Yep. We'll come right back with the debate on debates with Chairman John Wall from the Republican Party. You'll stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Beautiful afternoon here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm just saying, this is like one of those days where you think, okay, take the top off the Jeep, it could stay like this all the time. So, yeah, 4:26 p.m. right now. By the way, I got to tell you, my friends at ZLA Solutions, we had Andrew Ford, the president and CEO, on the show the other day. He did a great job in the interview. It was a part of our segment on putting people back to work in the state of Alabama and what it's like trying to find workers right now. But ZLA Solutions is doing an amazing job at it. So you hear their ads running on the show all the time. I just come to tell you again, I know them personally. Love the fact that they are everything in real life that I say on the radio. They are putting people back to work on a daily basis. If you need a job right now, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. I mean, he described the various regions they work. They've got multiple, you know, big-name corporations they provide staffing for. And so, yeah, check them out, ZLAUSA.com. But also, if you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it doesn't matter how big or how small. Call ZLA or check them out on their website, ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They will get you a workforce, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. I'm just saying, they're good at what they do. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they do. I'm going to be getting to the next part of the Triple Dipper maybe today. I got a caller coming in, so when we get that in a second, I will tell you this, though. I did a double check on Twitter during the break, and I'm telling you right now, things have already changed. It's already changed. Like people are dropping into my Twitter feed that I have not been able to see for the longest time. Like actor James Woods. If you don't follow James Woods on Twitter, if you're on Twitter and you're a conservative, you need to follow James Woods. The guy's got epic, good conservative humor and tweets. Yes, there's that. I'm just seeing it's changing, and I've probably picked up 6 new followers or more in the last, you know, hour. It's just happening. I'm just telling you, somebody flipped a switch somewhere. So I got a caller on line 3, and this may be sort of a self-serving call. Looks like he might be a candidate himself, but, let me just go ahead and grab it. Line 3, Buck from Madison, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having me on. And it might be a little self-serving, but I listened to your call with John Wall on the way home, and yeah. I've been talking about debates, and I would like to challenge my opponent, Phil Rigsby, to a debate, and we could do it on your show or Dale's or anybody. He could pick somebody, a neutral third party somewhere, and I believe that this is all about the debate of ideas.
Well, I agree, Buck. And so I tell you what, while I got you on the show, I've only got about a minute, so I apologize for that because we got to go to a hard break. I can't help it. House District 25, where is that district? What's the centerpiece of that district community-wise? Where is that?
It's Wynn Road, County Line Road, North Madison, kind of up into Monrovia.
Yeah, yep, okay. And so you're running against Rigsby. Buck, tell everybody your full name real quick.
I'm Buck Clemens.
Buck Clemens running for the House. Listen, man, we're going to have you back on the show so we can talk to you in more detail. Up against the break, I can't control it, but thank you so much for calling in. And I agree with you. Thanks for challenging your guy to a debate. Good luck to you, my man. All right, I got another one hanging on the line. So, Copper, if you'll ask line four to hold on, we'll catch him right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m. Bunch of y'all are getting into go-home mode. Be careful on the roads out there. It's a beautiful day for a drive home, though, I'll tell you that. I'm pretty sure Charlene and I will be eating outside tonight. Okay, I got a caller held on during the breaks, and I appreciate that very much. Let me grab line four. Mark from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Mark, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
All right. Listen, first, I'd like to thank you for keeping the public aware of everything going on with Alabama politics. I've been here just under a year, and you put people on the air, you put candidates on if they're willing to come on, and you've actually taught me a lot just by listening to your show. So I thank you for that.
That's awesome, man. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, so with the governor race, that is in particular to me a big one. I cannot understand from everything I've researched, seen, and put in action how Kay Ivey is leading the pack in this. I just can't understand that. I don't see her as a leader. By the way, I moved here from Florida.
Okay.
So she seems like she's been in politics for 40-something years. She seems to me embedded into the system. You know, you can kind of follow the money on certain things, maybe even including the gas tax. I don't know why she hasn't lowered that or the grocery tax, you know, for a bailout during these hard times. And some of the people you've had on, like Lou Burdett, was amazing. I wouldn't have known him unless he was on your show.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I was leaning towards Tim James, and so now it's a toss-up between those two for me because I think both of them would roll their sleeves up and go to work. And I'm not seeing that with our current governor. And I've talked to people, and some of them say, oh, I love Kay Ivey. You know, almost in the same tone as, oh, I love Grandma. We've been to her house for 50 years on Thanksgiving. You know, it's that kind of tone that's getting her the votes. And I just want people to take a look at what people can do. And one more thing, Phil, before I leave.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
I know you don't necessarily proclaim your support, but I kind of wish you would do so. you got a lot of followers, a lot of people respect your viewpoints. And I kind of hope that you, at some point, put out your blessing towards your candidate. And thanks a lot, Bill.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for the call. And I appreciate you. Man, what a great right side ruffian. That's a good call right there. And not just the fact that it was complimentary, but the fact that it was obviously a call that was well thought out. So thanks for holding on during the break, Mark. I will say this, too. If Mark's still listening, I'll add some things to his commentary, like the question of how can Kay Ivey be ahead in the polls when she won't get out and do a debate, when she's not seen at true campaign events, she's not doing retail politics. Retail politics is just that nickname you give to getting out there and gripping and grinning, shaking hands, going to the county fair, speaking at the chili supper, you know, showing up where the people are. She's not doing that. She goes to well-orchestrated events, most of which are political, that she can be the governor and then have a photo op, and she signs a bill, or she goes to a specific, you know, ribbon cutting, and those are very controlled events. You know, so I'll be honest with you. Here's what she's got to her benefit: a couple things in politics that, really three things in politics that can automatically give you an edge. One is incumbency. The fact that she is currently the governor means that people are used to they're using the phrase Governor Kay Ivey. They're used to it. So it flows off the tongue because they're not used to saying Governor Lou Burdett or Governor Lindy Blanchard or Governor Tim James, but they're used to the phrase in their mind. There's a psychosomatic thing, I think, that says, I am going to wind up voting for the name that I'm most comfortable with unless I research the issue. So Governor Kay Ivey, being the incumbent, automatically has that edge. The other edge she's absolutely got right off the bat is name ID. It is considered to be detrimental to some that she's been in office so long, because Mark was right. She's been in office for like 40 years. She was a state treasurer. She was a lieutenant governor. She's been the governor. I'm trying to think. I think she worked in the finance department under the Bob James administration. I'm reaching back now. All that to say, name ID means a lot. It's not just the fact that she's Governor Kay Ivey. People are used to hearing the name Kay Ivey. When they go to the polls and they're sitting there looking at names, unless they've taken the time, and this is why we talk about this, y'all, it's so important. But unless y'all take the time to research and familiarize yourself with who they are, then you might look at the ballot and go, Lou Burdett, I don't know that person. Oh, I know Kay Ivey, though. I've heard of her before. I'll vote for the one that I know. And that happens a lot. Name ID, when they do polls, they will literally ask for name ID. Have you heard of so-and-so? And they'll come back and tell you, hey, man, people don't know you. We got to drive up your name ID. It's a big deal. All right, so she's got the incumbency, she's got the name ID, and the third thing she's got is the money. There's a lot of big money that is poured in to support her campaign. And I hate to say it, but sometimes the money makes a difference. I can tell you right now, I ran, me personally, I thought it was one of the most effective races. We had an incredible team when I ran for state senate the second time. The teachers union hated me with a passion. And we raised and spent $770,000, I believe it was. I'm just kind of thinking back, just for a 4-county state senate race. My recall, and I could look at the records and maybe find out it was different, but my recall on this was that next to the Speaker of the House and the pro tem of the state senate, mine was the most expensive, the third most expensive legislative race. Teachers union hated me, man. They put over $500,000 into my opponent. And I had to raise $770,000 and spend every bit of it because commercials cost money and all that. So back to my point, Kay Ivey, power of the incumbency, Kay Ivey, name ID, Kay Ivey, money. She's got those three things that are magic when it comes to having a political campaign. Now, what she doesn't have, in my opinion, what she does not have is the issues. If people will dig deep, actually, you know what? It's not even digging deep. If people will take a minute to surf the headlines, ask their friends, you'll find that under Kay Ivey's administration, education dropped to 50th in the nation while she's been presiding as governor, which also, by the way, governor is the de facto head of the state school board. Under Kay Ivey's administration, we saw gas tax increased, which now you're paying with epic level gas prices, 10 cents on the gallon. It comes from Kay Ivey's push for a gas tax, which just happened in the last couple of years. By the way, it's a perpetual gas tax that continues to escalate every 2 years without fail, forever and ever. Amen. If you look at it, you'll also find that the Ivey administration has presided over a COVID response that was tepid at best. Some good things happened here and there, but of the billions of dollars that came into our state for COVID relief, the vast majority, like 90% of it, went to feed government. It did not come back into the private sector at all. In fact, Kay Ivey is the person who shut down businesses and declared them non-essential, and some of which never recovered, and those businesses are now out of business. So I can just tell you that and other things right now. So Kay Ivey has the incumbency. She has the money. She certainly has the name ID. What she does not have, in my opinion, is the issues. And if people will be issues-based when they go to the polls, if you'll take a minute, and that's why this show, I mean, literally I say on the show all the time, we exist. The reason why I felt like I could just pivot away from the vast majority of what I do at my law firm and take my life in a different direction, you know, in my 50s, was so that I could impact culture by doing what I call the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you in the process on what it takes to be a conservative. Like if you're ever questioned at the water cooler, you're going to have the ability to answer because you heard something on Right Side Radio. Yeah, by golly. So all I'm saying is this. Know the candidate, even a little bit. And I think you'll be impressed with some of the people. We've got a great field. I mean, I'm not seeing anything on the Democrat side. I'm really not seeing. Well, of course, I'm a conservative and they're not. But when I look at the pool that we've got running for governor and the pool that we've got running for U.S. Senate, we got choices, man. And that's pretty cool. Not everybody can say that. Now, we have a one-party system for the most part. I mean, we got two parties, but, you know, when you look at it, we're a red state. There is not a statewide office being held by a Democrat anywhere in this state. So, yeah, there's that, which means you got to assess the Republican primary to figure out which one is your chosen. Are you someone who is, you know, more moderate, more centrist in your views? Are you someone who's more conservative? Because you can be an R, a Republican, and not be a conservative. That's been proven multiple times in our current leadership. All right, listen, before we go to the break, I got to tell you, and by the way, Copper, ask Line 5 to hold on because we're going to wind up hitting the break before I can even get to him. So ask him if he'll hold on during the break, and I'll certainly take his call as soon as we get back. But folks, listen, I got to tell you, as you're heading home, you might want to think, what am I doing for dinner? Well, Just Love Coffee Cafe is one of our team members. They've been with us from, you know, for months now, almost since the beginning. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, do they have coffee? Certainly. It's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. But they got food like you wouldn't believe. So if you're thinking, okay, I want some light fare. I want to go home and just sit and enjoy it, not have to mess up the kitchen. They got wraps. They got sandwiches. They got salads. They've got, you can do breakfast for dinner. Oh, a womelet. Yes, a womelet. A womelet is a thick, major omelet cooked in a waffle iron. I love those things. So yeah, just check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area. Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, South Memorial Parkway over there by Whole Foods. Check them out. It is worth it. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Copper, move us to a break. We will take that break. We will come right back. We will finish the show. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:53 p.m. I got a caller that held on through the break, and man, I appreciate that. That means persistence. So let me go to line five, Charles from Morgan County. Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil. I appreciate you having me on the radio.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you remember, but about a month ago, I called just barely getting to talk at the end of the show about the prison problem. And I don't like Judge Thompson, but we've been ordered, and there's been benchmarks that have been told that we have to do that was issued on December 27th of 2021 for each year that we have to follow. And I just don't feel like KIV's done anything about it. And I never hear anybody on the radio talking about it. Or even if you disagree that she's done something, please have a show or mention it or talk about it sometime, Phil.
It's a great point, Charles, and you're right. The prison system has been an issue that has transcended administrations, but she has certainly had a number of orders been put into place that have affected her tenure. I mean, they're trying right now to they've used a whole lot of COVID money to build new prisons and try and relieve some of the issues, but I would dare say they've got a lot of work left to be done.
I just think about years ago what they did, the federal judges did to California when they didn't do it in time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very taxing on the state of California, and that was back when they weren't as liberal as they are now.
Yeah, that was just – you're talking about the –
happened to us by default.
You're talking about the federal mandated release of prisoners?
The small things we could have done to prevent it that she hasn't done.
Yeah, let me jump in. So what you're saying there, you're talking about the federally mandated release of prisoners because of overcrowding. That was in, what, 2010 or 11, I believe, maybe 12.
Yes, sir. And I'm not talking about release. I don't want any release. No. All I want is them to look at, you know, if we were before our circuit court judge because of something, sir, we couldn't just say at the last minute after we'd been given, we were supposed to have been through with this by April of 2022, but COVID kind of stopped it. we couldn't go and say, like she's borrowed the money from our COVID. That would be like us saying, we got it from the Salvation Army, and now we give us some more time to build something, Judge. The circuit judge in Alabama that's gave us that many years is not going to do that, sir. And no matter if we don't like the ideology of the liberal judge, if that's as high as it went, we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do as conservatives. You know, if we can't take it to the Supreme Court and we've been ordered something, it isn't. You do the things that you were requested to do.
Well, you know, so I tell you what, Charles, the bottom line is if she would do a debate, she might get asked these questions. But so far, Kay Ivey has resisted any notion of doing a debate or even a candidate forum where she's allowed us to speak on her own behalf. Charles.
I'd like to hear the candidates talk about this. I really would.
Fair enough. Charles, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you holding on through the last break, too. All right, that's Charles from Morgan County. Got concerns about why the discussion of prisons is not more. And he's probably right. We probably need to go back and touch that topic because we're overdue for an update on what's happening with that prison construction and the issues that have yet to be fully addressed. Okay, listen, folks, I got to tell you, I got an email from, and I got to answer it. I haven't had a chance to answer it yet. I saw it a little while ago. But James Vanderford, the owner of Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, sent me an email. Just wanted me to know how much he appreciates being an advertiser on the show. Said that 80% of the calls he gets come from this audience. And that's huge. Thank you very much for that. So you have Vandy's Heating and Air. All right. If you're in need of anything to do with your HVAC systems, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, I always call them like your one-stop shop, right? Your one-stop shop for your systems, whether it be gas or electric, it does not matter. They're good at what they do, and they will come out and they will service, maintain, install, whatever the case may be, for all your systems HVAC-wise. Call them, and they will take care of you. And they will come out, by the way, they're good at doing free estimates. They're not going to upsell you. And he wanted me to let you know that they have the special that's running for a few more days. It ends on May 1st. But right now, $69 per unit. If you want them to come out and get your units ready for the hot months that are right around the corner, $69 per unit. And if you bring them out and they do it, anything goes wrong with that unit for the next year, 10% off of any repair cost because they're the ones who serviced it. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, locally owned, veteran owned, services all the Huntsville, Madison County surrounding areas. Here's how you call them. You ready? 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's with a V as in Victor. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. All right, folks, wow. What a show. When I've got still a stack of paper left in number two of the Triple Dipper, that means I've had an audience that has been actively engaged. I couldn't even get all my material done. But the bottom line is this. The debate on debates continues. And I think it's important that we see our candidates get up on stage and do what they can to hold their own and to be the man or woman that should hold that office because they're willing to go to the hard places, do the hard things, say the hard stuff, answer the hard questions, and see how they do that in comparison to those that are running against them. And I'm just saying, U.S. Senate candidates, get on stage. Governor Ivey, you're overdue. It is time. All right, folks, great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night.